thought I missed something.
No, the next thing I knew, there was an email saying...
Okay.
I forwarded this on and we're in discussions.
I didn't know. I should have said, wait a second, what about... That didn't... So you got the email, too. You're included on every email.
I got it.
You could have at the same time said, wait a second, what about the county?
It is September 18th,
we're
Monday,
just getting to it late.
2023. We are running a few minutes behind. We are going to be opening working session for the Monclova Township Board of Trustees. Trustee Herschel does have an excused absence today, and so we will be discussing it among our staff without Chuck being present. Okay. Harold says, department head meeting with administrator.
And you know what, Harold? Trudy, I might be going off track here, so you can...
You're fine.
Rope me back in. We have been doing the administrative department head meeting now for a while, right? We did Dawn for, it seems like, forever, and now we've been doing you forever. Is there a better way to be handling this executive session or this working session? You know, would you like to see that rotation again? Would you like, you know, I don't like when you read off your report. You got to assume all three trustees know what's on that report. Would you like us to get back to the model where we say, you know, where's the classes stand? Where's, you know, the Craigslist we used to call it.
Craigslist.
It was really little and it was sideways.
You know, the last several meetings, it seems to me there's always plenty to talk about and plenty to resolve.
You don't think it's going badly? I don't think we have very good track of it is my problem, right? Like, we sent out benchmarks. We touch on it in here and then it goes away. We did the Class B. I'm not going to get that right. I'm looking at you because I don't know what the license is.
Whatever, you know what I'm talking about when I say that.
And then it went away, and then he got signed up for it. Sometimes when things get touched on in here, they don't stay at top of mind.
My mind or?
Everybody's mind. I don't come back to it.
You're probably right.
We spend plenty of time talking, but that doesn't do us any good if there's no... I'm thinking of the job. Doug said he needed a person. I responded, Chuck responded and said, hey, you need to go through Harold.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now what is that? 3 weeks ago? 5 weeks ago? Are we anywhere? Like, how do we do... Do I go through emails? What's the best way to get...
Well, and that particular issue, Doug and I have worked on that. We've talked about it and are working on it. Quite honestly, you know, Chuck sent out an email and suggested getting...
Yeah, like a business plan together, right?
Mm-hmm. And Doug did that. And... we've gone over that together, and there are some things that I believe need to be massaged.
And you're not ready to bring it back.
Well, and we were shooting for tonight, and Chuck said he wasn't going to be here, and he would prefer to be here when we present this. So our plan, Doug and I, plan to present that at the next meeting. That's the current plan.
Okay. And that wasn't really what, that's great to know. That's really not what I was talking about, though. I was talking about how does that stay? You just think it will stay. Like, you're now in charge of the fire department. What questions should I be asking every month about that fire department? You know, like, have you sat down and trained somebody? I don't know. I know what they always ask. He asks every single time. Trudy does. Have you posted the job? Has anybody applied? Like, should we run through a standard list of to-dos? So this meeting is more productive.
And, you know, you could have your working session with the assistant fire chief as well, and he would have answers to those questions.
So do you want that added back on the list?
That would probably be
And
a
I think
idea.
We met with Ken at some point too, didn't we? Maybe not.
I don't recall that.
Yeah, I don't know. It was Dawn, but you, and fire chief.
Yes, yes. And Matt they have several people, I don't know how many, that they're getting ready to, that they're putting through the process.
And there's a committee. See, there are things like that. Once you say that, I want to say there's a committee interviewing them, right? And
no,
you're part of that.
No, it was in Matt's report that he sent later. I don't know if you had a chance to go over that,
okay.
That these four people, and they were waiting for background checks and a few other things to be completed. So it wasn't a committee. That committee was just him, one of the fire guys. And
it doesn't have to be an outside committee.
Right.
But
it's just small.
Right.
It's a small, and it seemed...
The way they've always done it in the past.
And we work to improve that process.
Well, it can be changed. It can be changed, but... because Matt did come to me and say, are our current... list of people. Are we bringing that committee back to interview them?
The big fancy
and,
committee?
Yes, and I said no.
That's the wrong way to describe it. No, that's
no.
Not necessary. But
right.
There needs to be a committee process with standardized questions and not just random good old boy kind of things going on.
Well, I do think they have list of standard questions that they go through, and they bring them in here, and it's four guys
and the candidate,
and they go
and
through
how
that
are you
process,
involved in that process?
And quite honestly, I haven't been. I can be if you would like, but I haven't been.
Right. Well, you're new to having them report to you. Right, and my boss doesn't always interview every person either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it would be, Andy, I'm not saying anything against you, but to take up Harold's time to do this also.
Right.
That you have to depend on your personnel
leader
to make the correct decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, Harold's waste.
I'm not a fireman.
Right, that's what I'm
so
saying. So for you to say, you know, maybe Harold should be sitting in on this.
No, I'm not.
Oh,
I'm
oh,
not.
I thought
I'm
that's
not
what you were
that.
Mentioning.
No,
but
I'm
you
not
asked
saying
him if
that.
He was sitting in on it.
Yep.
So that's we're not firefighters. What you gotta have the faith that whoever's interviewing three or four people to bring them in aren't going to bring somebody in that they're not comfortable with.
And I think that the process that they use
is working.
Kind of ensures that, for example, the chief isn't just hiring
yes
people and saying, here, this is who you're working with now. There are other people involved in the process. So I think it's a good process, personally.
And again, I didn't mean to get off the
track on
that. I'm just trying to figure out how best to use this time.
Sure.
And when Chuck is here, it's very, we just talk about things and he has issues he wants to bring up. And, you know, it's not maybe as systematic as I.
Not the best use of our time.
Well, it's not maybe as systematic. And then we have to try to keep track of what we're talking about. So I want to keep track better. So I know.
I agree.
Where we land on things. And I know your favorite saying is trust me. And it's worked for the last 15 years, right? But
is it only 15?
I think we can make some improvements on that because
mm-hmm.
things seem to be moving at a rapid pace.
Well, I think this quite honestly, the strategic planning meeting that's sort of being worked on is probably going to be a really, really good start at getting things in line. And
okay.
I do.
Have you followed up on anything on Chuck's email that he had sent out about that? And he said something about Harold is making some calls or something?
I contacted, but I understand you did as well. I contacted Ohio Township Association. They put me in touch. I forget the name of the gentleman that I talked to there. They put me in touch with somebody at Ohio State University. And I think I sent you that email. I sent an email to the individual there. And I just got an email from somebody who said he told her to get in touch with me. And I haven't reached out back to her yet. But
you did see the email because I had placed the call for them quite a while ago. And then just when they were having that conversation, I actually got an email or call that next day. And that's why I quick emailed everybody saying, hey, this is a person, this is what's going on, this is what the Ohio Township used, so we weren't trying to duplicate efforts.
And I think we're talking about the same person. Yeah. I'm not absolutely certain, but I believe so.
Okay.
So
try to get that lined up so all of a sudden it's not around the corner and then we're all...
Yeah, because...
I mean, I know Chuck is suggesting a November 1st date.
Yeah.
But I think you have to be fully prepared when you do that. And the moderator doesn't come on that day and start trying to figure things out. Like, they have stuff they have to do beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to tell us to do things beforehand so it's ready. So I'm just saying, I don't know if November 1st...
It'll probably be more like February 1st.
Well, you know, if enough work would... We haven't engaged anyone yet.
Right.
Right. And quite frankly, the email that I sent suggested that the moderator should help set the agenda for the meeting.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
They have to understand us before they set an agenda. Right. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, November 1st is going to come quick.
Yes, that's my point. And not that we like to be slow in government, but sometimes...
That's not even government.
That's just life. And then... Nothing against that guy might be great down in Ohio State, but we might have some great local people that when you're counting your pennies and dollars, the travel and all of that sort of stuff.
No, they're right here in Lucas County.
Oh, okay.
There's the Lucas County branch. They use the Franklin County. They're in every county. And from what Heidi was telling me,
she's talking about OSU Extension.
Extension up here in Lucas County is our contact people. So it's not, they're not traveling from Columbus at all. They're actually down on Summit or Adams or somewhere. And I hear that a lot of it is very cost, not prohibitive, but just effective. Very reasonably for their services because it's through the Ohio State University.
Got it.
So they used, OTA used the ones out of Franklin County. That's where she gave us the number up here for the one for Lucas County.
Okay. I was just making sure.
Yeah, no. You don't want travel time and everything else going on.
But yes, I mean, that was my thought process when I reached out that the whoever we get to do this should be involved in designing the meeting as well. So, you know.
So I guess, Gavin, if somebody has 5 to 6 weeks, you think that's going to be... suffice for November 1st. We can, okay. Harold, why don't we do this? Why
depends
don't
on
you,
how fast information gets
right.
back. And
why don't you, once we get a point of contact of somebody, and then we might have to kick that back. I understand, Gavin, we might have to kick it back to maybe the first of the year so they can work on it. Sometimes the holidays are slower, too, for people who are doing this kind of stuff just because, you know, there's not so much going on their schedules. So as soon as you touch base with somebody who could do this, who you think would be the best benefit and the best fit for Monclova Township. I gave two or three other names too that Brian Dickens with Toledo Area Chamber of Commerce. They've used two local companies also. I think I also forwarded you those guys' company names and company and the names to contact. So if you could spend some time contacting these different people, kind of get an idea. You know, they might say they want $5,000 an hour, and then we're not probably going to go that route at all. OSU seems to be doing, since it's kind of state.
God, Amy Stone has done it forever.
Who?
Amy Stone, the OSU extension officer sent.
Yes, and that's, and then she also was recommending somebody. Amy, one was on vacation. She said as soon as she got back from vacation, she would have that lady contact us also. So it kind of sounds like it's not, it's kind of state funded, Ohio state funded, that they kind of do this for townships and governmental mm-hmm. departments. So you did find that, Barbara?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you have it all on. You talked about Allie Sterling and you talked about some other people that do it frequently. Allie does nonprofits. I don't think she does government.
Okay.
I think the best route is probably the OSU Extension Office, because governments, I can show you St. Ursula's strategic plan. It's right on their website. You can go look at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's about serving, it's about education. It's very broad and general. It's not a business plan. It's about, it's very much bigger. It's clear up here. So if what you're hoping to know is each department's going to get, you know, 6 new employees and we're going to increase budgets this much, and that doesn't happen from a strategic plan. The strategic plan then lets people do some deep dives based on really general information. So,
okay. So, Harold, if you want to put that on,
mm-hmm.
maybe reach out to the Ohio State Extension right here in Lucas County.
You did. You gave them everything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll
I think they might be most effective. You know, Miami University and Ohio State work together on that Leadership Academy. But I agree. We don't, this is a, getting our toes wet. This isn't, let's see how this goes before we invest.
I think, well, Ohio Township Association said they did theirs. So when Heidi says they did theirs, then I got
it. We should look at their strategic plan and you can better see what to expect out of this.
Mm-hmm. Talking about that also, you had brought up on one of the emails that you contacted Clout concerning summaries and things. I was just trying to follow up on that email.
Right.
Did you ever get any feedback?
No, I'll bother Oliver right now. I asked Harold put it in his memo too, so we get the tax
increase or the summary
you called it something, right? So
you did it like 6 years ago, and Barbara asked you to update
it. Yep. And I did get that information. I just have to update the spreadsheet, but I do have the information from the auditor's office now.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to think of the name, the tax rate.
The
so we put Monclova Township in our tax rate box, and then opposite that, it would be great to see all this other information. So we charge, our residents are charged one of the lowest rates for taxes, and they get all these services, and this is what we pay people. So it will be a nice complete picture, but no, I haven't heard, so I will bother him.
Is that Sylvania?
Yeah.
Oliver.
Oliver, and okay. Sylvania is our Clout representative. He's elected to that position.
Okay.
At the OTA meeting every year, I think it has to happen.
Yes. And I got an email today from Clout at OTA. Apparently they're doing something new. It's a every Monday email to all Clout members, updating on what's going on. So
we started with the OTA, Trudy.
Mm-hmm.
And said, do you have this information? And the OTA isn't collecting it. They would love to collect it. This is something they have on their to-do list. This is because you want to compare apples to apples. I'm asking for, like, estimated, and I don't need this to be a federal document, right? If we say our population is between 14 and 15,000, that's fine, right? It doesn't have to be, and they don't have to do work. They just need to give us some information. So I asked for estimated population, road mileage, a fire department. Do you have a police department? How many staffers are in your zoning department? What are our titles and estimated salary ranges? What education and credentials does your administrator have? What's the estimated salary range for your administrator? What other employees do you have? What are the estimated salary ranges for those employees? Is there a position you wish you had that you have not yet added? Do you contract with outside vendors for services for residents? Do you have a union? If so, which? So,
wow.
That's
a great list, though.
Thank you. It just needs to go out, and Oliver is the guy that would send it out. So thank you for reminding me. And I will, even if we get 4 responses, that's better than where we sit right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Ohio Township Association has populations for all townships in the state based on the latest census. As far as the townships in Lucas County, the county engineer could give me the road mileage.
So yeah. For Lucas County, so, we would know who we are most closely related to.
Yes.
Often
yes.
That's a city for us.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So.
Yeah, sure. You can do it that way, Harold. I can send this to you. You can start.
I saw it.
Did I already include you on it?
I think you covered me, yeah.
The
message just maybe sent it to Harold. Was it an email?
It was just to Oliver. I don't think Harold got it. Because I ran into Harold.
Oliver said, I ran into your trustee, Barbara Lang, and she has asked for this information. As a courtesy, I'm letting you know.
See how he does that kind of stuff. So. But he didn't send it to anyone else, Trudy.
I was
going
to say, I don't
see, remember. It's not just our township, it's every township.
So I did see it.
I was going to say.
But we have some fire department stats, right? And when Oliver sends back this information, we're going to have to format it the way we want it formatted anyway. So, yes, you can start pulling that together.
Okay.
It just helps us be more competitive.
Mm-hmm.
I should have asked, do you have a JADS? Do you have a JEDD? I could go on and on.
I was
going to
say that.
But you wanted salaries and positions. This was about people.
Correct. Okay. Other thing I want to bring up in working session is since I was personally involved in this on the cemetery, I told you before that I went down because I was going to go, I'm buying 4 lots in the cemetery.
Cute.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm going
I didn't lay in the grass, but I did spend 2 hours wandering around all the sections. But we had a very difficult time. Everything is in paper. And the lady who was next to the lots I was looking at, we couldn't find in the book. So then I happened to remember she died in 1976. So we had to go back to this file here. And I pulled it out and I'm going through all the deeds trying to figure out, is this the only... We finally found out who the guy was. I took a picture here. And when we were going through some of the files, there's actually fax copies in these that you can't even read anymore in these files. So is this the only records?
This is real bad.
That we have that if it got destroyed, if there's a leak on the roof, if something happened to this file cabinet, is there any other records of who's there,
no,
who's
had,
buried, or
we
who's
we had, who was that came in
an intern.
And went through our whole cemetery and...
Don't know.
And we have all that information. I don't know.
How old is it?
Can't be more than 2 years.
I've been here a year and a half.
Where is it? What is it?
Ask him.
Yeah. I mean, where is this list? Who did it? Is it updated? Because, again, this is what I was working off of. This sheet here, and by the way, everything that is green is available, so I guess if something gets bought, that it has to be whited out and put 2104 that it was sold. So this is what I was working off for 2 hours yesterday as I'm trying to pick out my 4 cemetery plots so I can be planted in Monclova Township.
Well, let me tell you this.
Okay.
We have... several times over the years looked at
cemetery
software.
Yeah.
It's expensive as the Dickens, and it has all kinds of bells and whistles
that we don't need.
Okay.
Because Doug has looked into this as well.
Right.
You know, he's
Excel. You could put, here's the lot, here's who purchases, here's the date it's purchased, here's who's buried here, this grave is sold, this is the location on an Excel spreadsheet.
I did that probably 15 years ago. I did.
Okay, I know. I'm just going 15.
I even made a map of the cemetery. You can look at each section. I had burials. I had the deeds and all of that. And I did that. It was probably 15 years ago. And I thought, you know, shame on me, but I thought all of that information was being maintained by our cemetery sexton. It wasn't. So it's out of date. I told Doug I have that, and he has offered to go through everything and try to bring it up to date. That's going to be a big project, but at least we do have that.
Do we have somebody besides Doug that can do that?
Update it, you're saying.
Yeah.
Osborne.
Wilson. Wilson. He's off on shoulder surgery, and...
Can he do it?
Please don't. Please don't.
I thought of an intern. You're saying we had somebody come in 2 years ago and do this?
This was some volunteer group that came in and they did both of our cemeteries.
Yeah,
I
would like the data on the other cemetery, right? So this should be electronic. Those files should be stored.
And
isn't that your job, right?
Technically, yes.
Here you go. You want to start scanning? Because this starts back from 19...
Gavin can
19,
hire somebody to scan it.
Okay, this is 19...
The people that scan all our stuff. I just give them that, and they scan it all in and put it right back.
Right, this would be 1976.
This is like 1950s or 1960. These are 70-year-old records that are in here. I'm afraid if you start to scan them, they're going to chew the paper up because they're so brittle. They're the original deeds. Yeah, but what I'm saying, if we lost this file cabinet on this cemetery, we're working off of 15-year-old data.
I don't even know that we have that.
Yeah, Harold has that.
I have it.
So we need to bring somebody in because I'm trying to figure out where I want to go.
Somebody came in 2 years ago and did all of that. That's what I'm telling you.
You're just asking the question, and we just don't have the answer off the top of our tongue.
Yeah.
And that information didn't get transferred to Doug when he came in because we didn't have any overlap between Ken and Doug.
Doesn't sound like Ken would have done it anyway because he wasn't maintaining it.
Well, he would have known where that last group of information was because he would have been the one showing them.
Okay, just to back up. So an intern came in and did...
No, not intern.
No, this
2 years ago
idea.
He said that somebody came in...
I didn't say it was an intern.
Okay.
Quite honestly, I believe it's a genealogy group. I don't remember for sure who it was. I can find out and tell you exactly who it was.
Can we come full circle? Now, I think this is actually a pressing issue. How do we keep this on the burner, on the front of our minds? Do I write this down on my agenda?
Oh, Doug reminds me about it every week.
Yeah,
don't worry.
But now I know it. I didn't know it before. Do you know what I'm saying there, Harold? Like, how do I come back to it?
I guess you keep it on the agenda until
it's
accomplished.
Put it on Lang's list.
On Lang's list?
Used to be called Craigslist.
Oh, did you?
He was gone, and so now we don't.
I thought
have
you meant
list.
Like the kind of Craigslist that you can list things for sale.
No.
I guess what we need to do is we need to put this on.
I will.
I know. But I guess I never knew until I went to buy my graves this morning at 7:00. I brought my checkbook to buy my graves, and we couldn't figure out who was in those three next to the line I wanted to buy, 2601, 2, 3, and 4. So whoever this lady was, supposedly there was three lots that were sold,
it's
and
funny
we can't find
next to her.
We can't find any record of the 1, 2, and 3 lots. We know who's buried in the middle one. Can't find any records of the other two on the other side that are supposedly sold that they're not available, but we can't find who bought them.
I think it's so cute that
That doesn't make sense to me, but we'll figure it out.
That this all came about because you were getting a plot. Like, yeah, if I would just go in and we'd get a plot and no one would ever know anything. But because Trudy did it, we have to know everybody in the cemetery.
I took pictures. I put the names of the people on the outside. So.
I know, Trudy. I think it's very funny.
I guess, you know, because the thing is, and it's not, you know, my dad passed away in June, and my mom, and it's okay, but my mom had the tombstone, the opening, she had everything paid for, and when something like that happens in your immediate family,
you wouldn't pay for it, Trudy.
You start to think, I don't want this on my kids.
Yes. No. I just say, I would go in and just go, okay, those are good.
Well,
yep, I'll take them. And you don't do that
way. My husband wouldn't even come with me because he says, I'm going to be cremated. Just throw me in my favorite place, the ocean. So, okay, working session is closed.
Thank you.